But whether we're sleeping outdoors or indoors, what do we do before we go to bed? That's right, we clean our teeth. Now, I don't know about you, but I just squeeze the tube, have a good old brush and hop into bed. But not so Neil Haverson, apparently. Neil has got himself into a bit of a stew, and all because he started studying the labels on his toothpaste tube. Why would you do that? Well, here is Neil to tell us all about his nighttime and daytime anxieties.
They say our night is well face the truth, but I'm just too long in the tooth.
I started to... If you put all these chemicals together, what would you do with the mixture? Aqua, sorbitol, hydrated silica, sodium lauryl sulfate, aroma, cellulose gum, zinc citrate, sodium fluoride, sodium saccharin, sodium hydroxide, and C177891, whatever that is. The answer is you would put it on a toothbrush and clean your teeth. Heaven knows what all those ingredients are, but when I chanced to look at the toothpaste tube, I did find it scary that I was inserting all those unknowns into my mouth. It does say on the box that dental experts have certified the safety and effectiveness of this product, so that's all right then. I couldn't help wondering how a scientist arrived at this combination. Imagine he or she in the laboratory, surrounded by test tubes, clutching their whisk. Pass me the zinc citrate. I think I'm onto something here. We really don't know what is in everyday products. Next time you squirt some deodorant up your armpits, take a look at the container. I did, and discovered there are no less than 17 mostly unpronounceable chemicals combining to stop me perspiring. I really must stop reading information on products. I'm getting paranoid. I had a nasty cough causing sleepless nights. Mrs. H spotted this cough mixture that is specifically for dry coughs, and it claims to help you sleep. This looked just the biz, but I read the instructions before taking my first 10 mils. It started by saying, "It makes you drowsy, so don't operate machinery." I informed Mrs. H that sadly, I would be forced to withdraw from some areas of Shady Pines housework. I would be a danger to myself and her should I attempt to pilot the vacuum cleaner, and goodness knows what the consequences would be if I had control of the steam cleaner. Then I read the possible side effects. If I was of nervous disposition, I would never have taken it. Before it listed them, it warned to stop taking it if you experience hallucinations and watch out for swelling of the face, lips or tongue. I won't go through all the possible side effects. If I did, you'd never take cough mixture again. But they range from the common, which include difficulty performing tasks, blurred vision and thickened mucus, to the rare, which could be tremors, low blood pressure and tingling or numbness of the hands and feet. OK, I did take it, and I must admit it worked. But this is only cough medicine. If you read some of the horrible things that can happen to you with prescription medicine, you'd never swallow another tablet. I suppose manufacturers have to cover themselves in case they get sued, but warnings are everywhere. Take a pack of food, such as a quiche. The blurb tells you how tasty it is. But on the back is a list of ingredients, half of which you've never heard of. And then there's the traffic light system, which often shows the dire red warnings of salt and fats. I guess it's for our own good that we know what we're consuming, especially if someone has such a thing as a nut allergy. But wasn't there a time when we just used to count calories and cut down because too many made us fat? Next time you go for a meal, when the waiter plonks your steak and chips in front of you, perhaps you should ask if the meat is from a cow injected with hormones. What sort of fat were the chips fried in? And is the veg organic? Bon appetit.
One foot in the grave. One foot in the grave. One foot in the grave.
Crumbs, Neil, what a state you've got yourself into. Let's hope you've calmed down before next time.